Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Decision Day is coming. Yes, it is. This is another edition of The Psychology of Politics. Some years ago, just before we were facing another election, I wrote a piece for a local magazine, and I found it here the other day and reread it, and I found it to be relevant, as today we are again about ready to face another election. The deadline is coming. We're moving downward into our path of voting. Be just a few months down the road when we'll be doing that. So it's important for us to pause and to gain advice and to think it through with others and see what is the best way for us to move forward as we prepare ourselves to vote and make that decision. Well, here's what I said several years ago. When making a significant decision with long-term implications, it is wise to engage others for their perspective, their opinions, and their advice. Such individuals include parents, respected friends, spiritual advisors, esteemed professionals, and various community leaders, to name a few. It is particularly prudent to search the scriptures and relevant books and relevant materials for greater understanding and guidance on the issues before us and on which we'll be voting, not just people, but issues as well. Turning to an elder patriarch like Josiah Gilbert Holland for advice would be a very wise consideration. Mr. Holland was a man of wisdom. He was known as a factory worker, a novelist, a poet, a physician, a newspaper editor, and an entrepreneur. Interestingly, he lived through some very difficult times in his history. He was born in 1819. He lived until 1881. If Mr. Holland lived today, no doubt he would bring to our attention one of the most famous literary pieces that he wrote, God Give Us Men. It fits perfectly today, just as it did in the 1800s. It reads as follows. Let me read it now for you. God give us men. A time like this demands strong minds, great heart, true faith, and ready hands. Men whom the lust of office does not kill. Men whom the spoil of office cannot buy. Men who possess opinions and a will. Men who have honor. Men who will not lie. Men who can stand before a demagogue and damn his treacherous flatteries without winking. Tall men, sun-crowned, who live above the fog, in public duty and in private thinking. For while the rabble, with their thumb-worn creeds, their large professions, and their little deeds, mingle in selfish strife, lo, freedom weeks, wrong rules the land, and waiting justice sleeps. Get that last little bit there. Wrong rules the land, and waiting justice sleeps. Election days are upon us. The issues are intense, and we will set a course of direction that will be difficult, perhaps even impossible, to reverse. Soon we will all vote on a man, and we'll vote on many men, many women, who will lead us in the shaping of our future, in our cities, in our state, and in our nation. Do we have leaders of character that fits the profile of integrity, as drafted there by Mr. Holland? Certainly, we'll have much opportunity to review information presented to us in flyers, mailings, TV ads, newspapers, commentators, spreadsheets of facts, and other forms of media. But by what standard will we evaluate each candidate as they pitch their promises before us like master salesmen? Mr. Holland gives us a great start in setting the standard by which we can make our individual choice when it is our time to vote and to note our record of voting. Finally, may God bless America, and may we as Americans be found worthy of God's blessing. Well, there you are, words from Mr. Holland. A time of choice, a time of decision-making, a time of inflection and reflection, a time to stand tall and to do what is right, to do what is best, to do what is best for all, not just for our own selves or for our own party. The thing about the psychology of politics is this. Today we are living in a day when we identify ourselves around a group of people, we're Republican, we're Democratic. 50 years ago, that was not the case at all. 50 years ago, we identified ourselves around principles, what I stood for, who I am, not what party I stood for, but what I stood for as an individual. We've changed. Our thinking has changed. And now we look at ourselves as Republican or Democratic, Christian or non-Christian, Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Muslim or whatever. And then we identify with that group, and then we do what that group seems to indicate we should do. We behave as a group mind rather than individual minds. and we've made a great change in our life in the last 50 years. We need to come back to where we were in our own thinking, and we need to vote as individuals. We need to behave as individuals. We need to speak up as individuals. We need to think as individuals, and we need to vote as individuals, not just as a part of a party or to be a part of a group of people and vote that way. We need to vote our own conscience. We need to vote our own mindset. We need to vote our own preferences and what is in our own best interest and what is in the best interest of our country. That's the psychology of politics. Bye for now.